With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Joe Biden had barely left the White House when President Trump started cracking down on the wide-open southern border, another promise made and kept.
Migrants who had appointments to enter the U.S. using the app CBP One saw those appointments canceled. CBP One is an online lottery system that gives appointments to 1,450 people each day at 8 border crossings to enter on parole. Trump had said during his inauguration speech that he was declaring a national emergency at the southern border. Even before Trump took the oath of office, the governor of Massachusetts proposed last week that all members of a family staying in emergency shelters would have to be in the country legally. And Democratic Governor Maura Healey said applicants for shelters should have to verify their identity, residency, and status before being housed. Donna Water, Washington.
Mr. Trump signed around 200 executive orders and actions on his first day back in office, dealing with issues ranging from the border and benefits for illegal aliens to energy, DEI, and EV mandates. Senator Marco Rubio is our new Secretary of State. The former senator confirmed unanimously for that position. Also at SRNnews.com, the Gulf Coast is shivering in the cold, but it's far from alone in that.
We are looking at the potential for more record cold temperatures and really life-threatening wind chills, especially across portions of the Northern Plains and Upper Midwest down into the Ohio Valley over the next day or so.
It's meteorologist Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service. As wildfires continue burning in Southern California, the gusty Santa Ana winds have picked up again, increasing the fire threat in a time when crews are making progress in containing the largest, most destructive of the fires. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 151 points higher. This is SRN News. Aborted babies will be remembered this week.
A memorial service is to be held Wednesday in front of the Supreme Court building here in Washington to remember all the unborn babies killed by abortion since the procedure was legalized in 1972. The event will be co-sponsored by several pro-life groups, including the Christian Defense Coalition and Faith and Liberty. After the service, 3,000 flowers will be left on the ground, signifying the average number of daily abortions in this country before Roe v. Wade was repealed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from parents in suburban Washington who want to pull their children from elementary school classes that use books that promote homosexuality. The justices say they'll review an appeals court decision that went against parents in Montgomery County, Maryland. The moms and dads argue that school policy violates their constitutional religious rights by not allowing them to opt out of lessons that include the books. This is SRN News. A Border Patrol agent shot to death in northern Vermont.
The acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security said in a statement that the agent was killed Monday in the line of duty. The FBI said a suspect was killed and a second suspect was taken into custody. Vermont State Police said the shooting happened in the afternoon on Interstate 91 in Coventry. A portion of the highway was closed in both directions for about 2 hours after the shooting. Keith Peters reporting.
Afghanistan's Taliban government announcing the release of two Americans in a prisoner swap. The Taliban's foreign ministry doesn't name the two U.S. citizens, but says they were exchanged for Khan Mohammed, who'd been serving a life term in a California prison on drug trafficking and terrorism charges. The family of Ryan Corbett, one of the Americans in the exchange, apparently says their hearts are filled with gratitude for his release. More details at SRNnews.com.